योगिनामपि सर्वेषां मत्कतेनान्तरात्मना श्रद्धावान् भजते यो मां समययुक्ततमो मतः। कृष्ण स्पीक्स इन द भगवद्गीता लास्ट वर्स ऑफ द सिक्स्थ चैप्टर सिग्निफाइज द टॉप मोस्ट पोजिशन ऑन द योगा लैडर ऑफ भक्ति योगा एंड दोज योगीज हु graduate to the level of bhakti yoga. In the previous verse he has said about how yogis are better than other transcendentalists, and the transcendentalists he had compared were tapasvibhyo adhiko yogi gyanibhyo api matodhikah karmibhyascha adhiko yogi tasmad yogi bhava arjuna. So you talk about tapasvi, jnani and karmi. So it refers to the primary other forms of transcendentalists. And after stating that they are all, all of them, the topmost among all of them are the yogis. Now Krishna states, yoginam api sarvesham, among all the yogis. Madgate nantaratmana madgate. They make me their gati. They are devoted to their consciousness, moves towards me and is focused on me. Antaratmana, within themselves, inside them. Shraddhavan bhajate yomam shraddhavan, with faith. Bhajate yo mam bhajate, they worship me, they devote themselves to me. So now mat is coming, or mere variants of me are coming twice here. Inam api sarvesham mad gate antaratmana, mad is there and bhajate yo mam. So 6.47b starts with mat and 6.47c ends with mam. So it's emphatic. And te me yuktatamo mataham. They are yuktatamo. Now, Krishna has used the word yukta several times in the Bhagavad Gita, even in this chapter. Yukta ityuchyate yogi samaloshrashma kanchanaha. In 6.8 he had said, jnana vijnana truptatma kutastho vijite indriyaha. Yukta ityuchyate yogi. So the state of being yukta, being well situated in yoga, properly situated in yoga, of being connected, harmonized, which is what yukta means, that was talked about earlier in terms of having equal vision towards material things. And then further it was, that was 6.8. Then again, in 6.19 also it was stated, yada vinyatam chittam atmanyevavaste nispruhas sarvakamebhyo yuktaityuchyate tada. So yada vinyatam chittam, that was 6.18 actually. Yada vinyatam chittam. So the chitta is restrained. Atmanyeva vatishthate, and fixed in the atma. And nispruhas sarvakamebhyo, and one is free from all desires. Yukta itti uchyate yada. They are yukta. Now Krishna, as these two references, so they come in this chapter itself, 6.8 and 18, and the previous chapter also in 5.23 he has used the word yuktaha. Actually the word yukta comes many times in the Gita, but where a person is called as yuktaha, that is, that comes many times, but in the recent context it's 5.23 va shaknoti hai vayah sodhum praksharir vimokshanat काम क्रोधोद्भवं वेगं संयुक्तः से सुखी न रहा. सो वन हु टॉलरेट्स डिजायर एंड एंगर एंड इज रेडी टू कीप टॉलरेटिंग लाइफ लॉन्ग, सच ए पर्सन इज युक्त. सो ऑल्दो देयर इट इज जस्ट युक्त, here in 5.6.8 and 6.8 respectively, yukta itte uchyate yogi. So yukta and yogi both come together. So anyway, the point is yukta and yogi are related. So yukta is a variant of yogi. So yukta is come several times, but yukta tamo, best among the yukta, most connected with me, most connected मे मतः. आई कंसिडर दैट दे आर द मोस्ट इंटीमेटली यूनाइटेड. नाउ द पॉइंट इज दैट इज युक्ततम इज अ सुपरलेटिव, लाइक गुड, बेटर, बेस्ट. युक्त, युक्ततर एंड युक्ततम. एंड कृष्णा इज सेइंग दैट हु इज द युक्ततम हुज फोकस इज ऑन मी. श्रद्धावान भजते यो माम मद्गते नांतरात्मना, बोथ वेज माम, दे वर्शिप मी, दे डिवोट देमसेल्व्स टू मी एंड दे आर फिक्स इंटरनली ऑन मी. सो अर्लियर व्हेन कृष्णा हैज सेड अबाउट युक्त युक्त, इट इज मोर ऑफ द एम्फसिस वाज ऑन डिसकनेक्टेडनेस फ्रॉम मैटर एंड मटीरियल डिजायर्स एंड मटीरियल एंजॉयमेंट. So, soul whom tolerate desires or samaloshtrashmakanchi, don't be attracted by worldly objects or nispruha sarvakamebhyo, do not entertain desires. So that is, so if one can be disconnected from the world, Krishna says such a person is yukta. But if one is connected with him, then Krishna says that person is yukta tama. That means so it's a higher level of yukta. The highest level of yukta is not just disconnectedness from matter, but it is connectedness with the highest spiritual reality, which is Krishna. And this is this verse is extremely significant because it conclusively states that the culmination of yoga is not something other than Krishna. The culmination is Krishna himself. It is Krishna who is to be attained through the whole process of Shucha Udeshe Pratishthapya Sthiramasana Atmanaha, going out of the forest, Yato Ito Nishcheti Manaschanchilam Asthiram, wherever the mind wanders, bring it under control of the self. So this whole process, it's quite a demanding process we just talked about in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that the topmost yogi is one who becomes fixed on, who becomes fixed on him. So the perfection of yoga is not disconnection of from matter, disconnectedness from matter or detachment from matter. It is connectedness with Krishna. It is attachment to Krishna. And this attachment is the, now if there's not just one superlative, yukta tamo mataha, yukta tamo, that is there, and then another sense of the superlativeness of this statement comes from yogina api sarvesham, and among all the yogis, so among all the yogis, these yogis, those who are madgatena antaratmana, those who are shaddhavan bhajite yomam, they are yuktatamo. So that means there are not some other yogis that are higher and who are not talked about over here. Nor is there that there is some other reality which one should meditate on, which is not talked about. No, Krishna says that these who, among all the yogis, those who meditate on me are the best situated. They are the most intimately, the most properly, most fully situated in the yukta stage. Yukta tamo mataha. In Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, ईश्वर प्रणिधान, सरेंडर टू ईश्वर इज डेफिनेटली टॉक्ड अबाउट, बट द आइडेंटिटी ऑफ ईश्वर इज नॉट क्लियरली स्टेटेड. But here, who is that ultimate object is clearly specified, that that ultimate object is Krishna. And dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa pashyanti yam yogi no. So dhyana vastita, the penultimate stage of yoga is dhyana. Samadhi is the ultimate stage, and from the Dhyanavastika stage, the yogis start perceiving Vishnu or Krishna steadily inside them. Tadgatena dhyana, this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the concluding verses of the Bhagavatam. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa madgatena antaratmana. It's similar. Tadgatena manasa, that unto him, unto that. In truth, the mind is directed. What is that truth? Pashyanti yam yogi. No. The yogis see him thus. That truth is the Supreme Lord. And that Supreme Lord is not different from Krishna. So in this way, the Bhagavad Gita illuminates what is pointed out in the Yoga Sutras, the ultimate perfection of yoga. Is clearly stated here as becoming undistractedly devoted to Krishna. And by becoming thus devoted to him, one attains the supreme perfection of life. It is not just a passive meditation on the form of Vishnu. Bhakti in its highest manifestation is a form of dynamic service to the Lord, and that service brings the supreme ecstasy. And now in the next, from the next chapter onwards, Krishna will start talking about how that ecstasy can be experienced in an alternative way by the progressive practice of bhakti yoga right from the start. So in this chapter it was by the practice of Ashtanga yoga gradually rising to the level of bhakti yoga. But here, Krishna is talking about directly, from 7th chapter onwards, Krishna will talk about how right from the beginning of the, by practicing bhakti, one can come to the perfection of bhakti, that is, madgatena antaratmana, or as in this was stated in 7.1, mai asattamanaha. And this transition from, so the Bhagavad Gita has been moving upwards from karma yoga through dhyana yoga to bhakti yoga. Now, Krishna will tell in the 7th chapter how, right from wherever we are, we can directly start practicing Bhakti Yoga. That we'll discuss in our future sessions. Thank you.